This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group. They are your full-service law firm, and you need not live, work, nor have your legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida, to reach out to Brandon Legal Group for a free consult. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME. Or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Full service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area and huge supporters of the Todd Wright family of podcasts, whether that's the Todd Wright Toddcast, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin, etc., and Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments for 3 years running now. I look forward to seeing everyone from Brandon Legal Group playing in the Todd Wright Tour XXVIII Holiday Spectacular December 12th at Heritage Isles Golf and Country Club, our final event of 2020. We do pre-assigned tee times. We avoid all large gatherings. We have no indoor events. There is no registration. Our events are much shorter than traditional shotgun starts. With help from Ebony DaCosta and Shannon Hopkins from DaCosta Realty. We have a good time. So if you ever want golf information, you can email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. And if you ever want to meet any of the people from Brandon Legal Group at one of my golf events, all you have to do is play in one of my golf events and ask, and I'll be happy to introduce you so you can put a face to the name. Brandon Legal Group. Mike Lentz of Papa John's of Tampa Bay will be playing also in the Todd Wright Tour 28 Holiday Spectacular. I was just talking to Mike Lentz the other day. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at one of the coveted prizes that I give out at Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. It is a pizza party pack from Papa John's. It is five large pizzas of your choice and three two-liter bottles of soda, with one unique online promo code. People love these for the Super Bowl, and probably since people will be doing more things indoors and with a small gathering, I assume, once we get to the first weekend of February, these will be even more popular. But whether it's being the initial sponsor of my first ever podcast 5 years ago, or prizes like that at my golf tournaments, or catering my golf tournaments, Papa John's of Tampa Bay is always there for me. Especially Mike Lentz, the GM of the store on West Waters, or Denny Gray, GM of the store on West Kennedy Boulevard. Remember, their Papadilla just continues to grow in variety, and the flavors and the popularity still available at a promotional price of $6 per papadilla, and that includes the most recent addition to the menu, the double cheeseburger papadilla. They are flat out delicious. $6 promotionally priced for a limited time, but that limited time just keeps being pushed further and further. Take advantage of it. Thank you to Papa John's of Tampa Bay. My email for Todd Wright Toddcast purposes is wright.todd@yahoo.com. Again, if you want golf information, it's toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. I've been playing a lot in this much better golf weather. Places like Isla del Sol, Lakewood National, and more. We will be hosting at Heritage Isles Golf and Country Club on December the 12th. But again, for golf information, it's toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. I also post plenty of golf picks and other information about my golf tournaments at Instagram at toddwright2020, Twitter at toddwright2020, and of course, my Facebook page is Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Recording this first thing bright and early on a chilly morning, no golf for me, on this Wednesday morning because of the cool temperatures. I just walked outside onto the patio to take a feel of what the temperatures were like as we are in the high 30s at the time that I walked out onto the patio this morning, just after 4 a.m. Eastern time on this Wednesday. Actually have a lunch meeting with Brandon Legal Group today. Picked up some custom cake certificates from the wonderful cake artist that is Melissa, and the magic of Alessi Bakery yesterday. But no golf for me today. And I just wanted to put in this Todd Wright Toddcast conversation about college football, because in my webcast that will be available at theidentitytb.com, specifically theidentitytb.com/videos. The Identity Tampa Bay produces my handicapping video with the help of the Westgate Superbook in Las Vegas. And I took a look at some of the latest odds to win this year's college football CFP National Championship. We'll be putting that in my webcast this week. Last week was the first week of the CFP rankings. Tuesday night was the reveal of the second week, and I don't believe anything changed. I know nothing changed in the top four. That's what we're going to talk about. I don't believe anything changed in the top six, maybe not even the top seven. And look, that happens on occasion from week to week, depending on what year you take a look at volatility or the flexibility of the college football playoff rankings. But as I was discussing on the golf course with Andrew DeWitt of the Identity Tampa Bay, part of the Vinix Sports Group, and Drew Garabo, the fine afternoon host of 102.5 The Bone, over the Thanksgiving holiday, I know there's been, while there's been some craziness in the National Football League within the last week or so, the Broncos playing without any real quarterbacks on their roster, the Ravens-Steelers game going from a Thanksgiving night kickoff to a Sunday afternoon kickoff to a Tuesday night kickoff to, as I speak to you now, scheduled for a Wednesday afternoon kickoff, which has created a domino effect on some games for this coming weekend being pushed back. I believe we're at a doubleheader on Monday. Cowboys-Ravens pushed back to Tuesday as a result of issues with COVID-19. College football has had Brett McMurphy, who I played golf with also within the last week or so, had on Twitter, Brett McMurphy of Stadium. We have had 100 games postponed or canceled, however you want to deal with the semantics of it, as a result of COVID-19, as recently as 48 to 72 hours ago. And I just sort of said, and it wasn't a point I was trying to make, but the subject of college football came up. Both Andrew, like me, like many of you, are fans of college football. And this was before the second CFP reveal. And anything that's going to happen this week as a result of issues with COVID-19 protocols. College football has done pretty good, in my opinion, by pressing forward, similar to how the NFL has pressed forward. There have been no bubbles in college football. There are unique challenges to what college football has done. They obviously went to basically exclusive conference scheduling. There's some differences there, obviously, for schools like BYU. Notre Dame actually became a temporary member of the Atlantic Coast Conference for the year, just so they would have a built-in schedule from the ACC. They, of course, are eligible for the ACC championship game and the ACC title. Bowl games treat them as a member of the ACC this year, not as an independent with unique status. But for the most part, while there have been 100 games postponed or canceled as a result of COVID-19, and obviously thousands and a majority of empty seats, they have pressed forward. The last couple weeks have been tough. We've basically eliminated some programs, and others are reaching that point where they wouldn't be eligible for a conference championship game as a result of not playing enough games. You have some teams that have had to basically postpone or cancel a game because they wouldn't have enough available players. If the powers that be in college football, and I said all along that it would be the most chaotic in college football because there really is no one governing body as it relates to the college football playoff era. You are dealing with five conference commissioners, Notre Dame, and then the group of five as it relates to a plan in college football. I hope it doesn't get to this point, but if it did in the coming days or coming week or so, where all of these parties said, you know what, our students are going to be done with their respective semesters. I know some semesters are done by season, others are done in quarters, but said, you know what, we're going to just send everybody home for a long holiday break with cases rising throughout much of the United States, and we're not going to play college football. We just think that's the best move. I would say, okay, I appreciate everything you've done to this point. You've played some games. Now just promise me one thing. You're going to come back in January, and you're going to play the college football playoff with the current top four teams because they are the top four teams, and let's have a champion. Unlike when this all started, where we lost the NCAA Division I men's basketball championship as a result of the timing of the beginning of the pandemic in the United States. I don't need personally to see any more games played to know who the top four are. Those four, in any particular order, are Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, and Ohio State. As I looked at the odds from the Westgate Superbook, I know Alabama is currently the favorite at just under even money, followed by Clemson, followed by Ohio State, and then followed by Notre Dame, which currently of the four is the longest shot on the board at, I believe it was 14-1. And I know by just saying this, this irks those of you who are Gator fans currently on the outside looking in, A&M fans currently on the outside looking in, fans of the University of Cincinnati with the job Luke Fickell has done there, representing the group of five. But even if we weren't dealing with a pandemic, the climb is very high for any of those three schools to bust into the top four. A&M has already had, what, a 30-point loss to one of the top four when they lost to Mac Jones in Alabama. Florida would have to win an SEC championship game against Alabama, and at this point, they would be a double-digit underdog in a game like that. And Cincinnati just is dealing with the same thing that other group of fives deal with. And that's especially evident this year, where it's exclusively a conference schedule and it doesn't allow for a strong enough argument that Cincinnati is better than any of those other four that you would want to see in a semifinal producing a one-game final playoff. And I know many of you will disagree, but that's the nature of college football. But look, chalk is the way the college football playoff often goes when I say the names Clemson and Alabama and Ohio State, and to a lesser extent Notre Dame, based on Notre Dame hasn't been a regular in BCS title games or in the college football playoff, but based on their win of the year in the game of the year, granted without Trevor Lawrence playing for Clemson, Ian Book and Notre Dame have at this point earned the right to be in that top four. And even with a loss, presumably, to a Trevor Lawrence-led Clemson team, if we continue to play, I don't think that pushes Notre Dame down with that one loss to a team they've also beaten without Trevor Lawrence below a one-loss Texas A&M or a projected two-loss Florida after the presumed loss to Alabama in an SEC title game, whether or not that would be played, or an unbeaten Cincinnati or an unbeaten BYU. To me, every year you can argue about the number of teams that deserve a shot. This year, even with the unique circumstances of the pandemic, creating all conference schedules, postponing games, canceling some games, you know, normally this would be the weekend of the college football championship games across conferences. We'd be playing an SEC title game this weekend. And then Sunday or Monday that follows, I guess the Sunday that follows, we'd be getting the announcements on the college football playoff itself. That's been pushed back a couple of weeks to try to get some more games in. The first four seem pretty defined to me. Sure, it's college football, and the more games you play, the more you raise the likelihood that one of these top four could lose or damage their own argument to play. But just the point that I'm making is that if the powers that be in college football in the coming days or in the coming week or two said, you know what, we've done the best we can, and for the health and safety of the student athletes and everyone involved with college football, we're going to call it a regular season, and we're going to come back in January, and we're going to take the top four, Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, Notre Dame, and we're still going to have two of them play in Pasadena and two of them play in New Orleans, and the two winners a week to a week and a half after that are going to get together, and they're going to play in Miami for the national championship. I'm good with that. I don't put an asterisk by it. I don't have an argument against it. I understand that there will be some upset people involved with the Gators and A&M and Cincinnati and BYU, but I don't think it's that strong of an argument considering the hoops that college football has jumped through just to get this far. I can look at those top four right now and say, yep, I don't need to see any more. I'm good. If you want to go ahead for the safety of everybody involved and just sit out this holiday season and come back in January, whether it's on January 1 or later in January, early January, mid-January, you want to play the title game on the off weekend before the Super Bowl, I have no problem with that either. But just give me those four in the college football playoff, and I'm good, and let's see who the champion is. That's where I stand on it. I'm sure for some of you, you've been surprised that college football has been played or has continued, but I take the same attitude towards college football that I do the NFL, that I'm glad that they exceeded expectations, pressed forward, had protocols, did what they needed to do, and much like we crown champions in Major League Baseball, the NBA, and the National Hockey League, there were a lot of people out there who said, oh, they shouldn't even bother playing. Well, those people were wrong. And other sports have pressed forward and gotten it done. And individual sports also involving tennis and golf and NASCAR also got it done. So my praise to college football. But you know what? If you decide we're probably better off not playing all these regular season games or conference championship games, I wouldn't contest that. I'd just say, make sure you come back in January. Give me these top four. Let's play that off instead of just not doing anything the way college basketball's tournament ended, and even Mike Krzyzewski has already gone on record as saying there has to be an NCAA tournament this year for the health, interesting choice of words by me, but just for the good of the sport of college basketball rather than having no champion for two seasons in a row. College football, you've gotten this far. If you feel the need to stop play for the holidays due to health and safety reasons of the student athletes and everybody involved with college football, yeah, I'm okay with that. Just promise me you're going to come back in January with just four teams and just three games in three sites at some date and time, Pasadena, New Orleans, and Miami Gardens, and play the college football playoff and give us a champion, and then come back next year where even Dr. Doom is saying come September he could see full stadiums in the NFL, which means we could see full stadiums in college football again and have non-conference games as well as conference games. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Papa John's of Tampa Bay as well as Brandon Legal Group. Remember, my email for Toddcast purposes is wright.todd@yahoo.com. This is about the earliest in any morning I've ever recorded a Todd Wright Toddcast. Perhaps you can sort of hear the tiredness. I'm not a morning person, but I had to be today. And I thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Toddcast, as well as the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and watching my webcast via the Identity Tampa Bay, What Are the Odds? I'll be cutting that later this afternoon, and that will be posted sometime on Thursday. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you next time.